नमस्ते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9। प्रहलाद महाराज पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स। टेक्स्ट 42। कौन वत्रते खिल गुरु डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति विधान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। Translation: O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you who manage the affairs of the universe and delivering the fallen souls engaged in your devotional service? You are the friend of all suffering humanity, and for great personalities it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causeless mercy to persons like us who engage in your service. Purport: Hear the words Priya Janan Anusevatam Naha indicate that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very favorable to devotees who act according to the instructions of his pure devotee. In other words, one must become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. If one wants to become the servant of the Lord directly, this is not as fruitful as engaging in the service of the Lord's servant. This is the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who shows us the way to become Gopi Bhartrupada Kamalayor Das Dasanu Dasa. One should not be proud of becoming directly the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, one must seek a pure devotee, a servant of the Lord, and engage oneself in the service of such a servant. The more one becomes a servant of the servant, the more one becomes perfect in devotional service. This is also the injunction of Bhagavad Gita: Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. One can understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by parampara system. In this regard, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanevas. Let me serve the lotus feet of devotees of the Lord, and let me live with the devotees. Janame janame hai ei abhilash. Following Narottam Das Thakur, one should aspire to be a servant of the Lord's servant, life after life. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur also sings, Tumito Thakur Tomar Kukur Baliya Janaha More. O my Lord, O Vaishnava, please consider me your dog. One must become the dog of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee. For a pure devotee can deliver Krishna without difficulty. Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par. Krishna is a property of his pure devotee, and if he takes shelter of a pure devotee, he can deliver Krishna very easily. Prahlad wants to engage in the service of a devotee, and therefore he prays to Krishna, My dear Lord, kindly give me the shelter of your very dear devotee so that I may engage in his service and you may then be pleased. Mad Bhakta Pucha Abhyatika, Bhagavatam 11.19.21. The Lord says, engaging in the service of my devotee is better than trying to engage in my devotional service. Another significant point in this verse is that by devotional service, Prahlad Maharaj does not want to benefit alone. Rather, he prays to the Lord that all of us fallen souls in this mortal world may, by the grace of the Lord, engage in the service of his servant and thus be delivered. The grace of the Lord is not at all difficult for the Lord to bestow, and thus Prahlad Maharaj wants to save the whole world by spreading Krishna consciousness. Just now, when a devotee has told me that all of us should pray to the Lord to give his blessings to His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, who is quite serious condition since yesterday and today. So all of us are requested to chant some extra rounds and pray for him. And today, being Srila Prabhupada's disappearance festival, we shall dedicate all of our activities for His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narsingadev. He is addressing Lord as original spiritual master of the entire world, Akhila Guru. He is saying that what is the difficulty for the Lord to manage the affairs of this universe and delivering the fallen souls engaged in your devotional service. In previous verses, we saw that Prahlad Maharaj was praying to the Lord. He's offering various prayers, and sometimes we may wonder how he's offering prayer. Sometimes he's saying that I'm the most fallen, I do not have any qualification, my senses are uncontrolled. And in next verse we'll see that he's so much concerned about the conditioned souls in this material world, and he is praying to the Lord on their behalf, to the Supreme Lord, that let them be delivered. So here we can see that these are the different facets of his compassionate nature. Prahlad Maharaj, he is one of the Mahajanas, and he is showing by his own example how to offer prayers to the Supreme Lord. It was evident that the Lord had personally appeared to protect him, to protect Prahlad Maharaj, because his own father Hiranyakashipu was so much atrocious that he was going to kill his own son, thinking himself to be the controller. He had acquired so much power, and out of ignorance he had become almost blind. He was not recognizing that there is some supreme power, and in this material world everyone has to die. He was thinking that I am not going to die. So he was so powerful and he was creating so much havoc in the entire universe. Everyone was so much afraid, even the demigods, they were so much afraid of Hiranyakashipu. And he had almost changed the laws of this mortal world. However, Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid at all, because he had complete faith in the protection of the Supreme Lord. And when he was challenged that whether the Lord is present in a pillar, he had complete faith and conviction that the Lord is there everywhere. And to protect Prahlad Maharaj, Lord took such wonderful form as Lord Narsingadev, half man, half lion. And in the beginning he was so much angry. Nobody could pacify him. That time Prahlad Maharaj went, all the demigods, the saint Prahlad Maharaj, because he was the devotee of Narsingadev. And seeing Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Narsingadev became pacified gradually. Because Prahlad Maharaj is offering these wonderful prayers, he is glorifying the Lord. He is telling the Lord that you are the original spiritual master of the entire world. And there is no difficulty for the Lord to protect or to deliver the fallen souls engaged in his devotional service. You are the friend of all suffering humanity. And for great personalities, it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causeless mercy to persons like us who engage in your service. So, by offering these prayers, Prahlad Maharaj is trying to invoke the mercy of the Lord, so that there is hope for the fallen living entities in this material world. And here Srila Prabhupada is wonderfully explaining the inner meaning of his prayers. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining that these words, Priya Janan Anusevatamna, indicate that the Supreme Lord is very favorable to devotees who act according to the instructions of his pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada has grasped the exact mood. What should be the mood of a devotee? In what consciousness one should perform all of his activities, even serving the Lord directly? That mood is properly explained by Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada himself has grasped that mood. And here Prahlad Maharaj also is not proud that he is a direct devotee of Lord Narsingadev. He could have said that I am the first devotee of Lord Narsingadev and everyone should follow me or everyone should serve me. But here he wants to be in the association of devotees. He is saying that because the Lord is very merciful to those who are serving the devotees. Lord is not pleased if someone serves him directly. But Lord is more pleased when he sees that the devotee is serving his devotee. And in Srimad Bhagavatam also, Lord has told to Uddhava that Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadhika. Engaging in the service of my devotee is better than trying to engage in my devotional service. So this is very important to know that how to offer our services to the Lord. And when one is properly situated in that consciousness, then one can make tremendous progress in spiritual life. And to set that example, Lord Himself had come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the Lord came as a devotee, in the mode of a devotee, and showed by example how to be a devotee. In what consciousness one should serve. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given this verse which makes it more clear that this is a proper consciousness one should have to serve the Lord. And that is Gopi Bhartur Padakamalyor Das Das Dasana Das. Srila Prabhupada is saying that one should not be proud of becoming directly the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, one must seek a pure devotee, a servant of the Lord, and engage oneself in the service of such a servant. The more one becomes a servant of the servant, the more one becomes perfect in devotional service. So, this is very important that one should try to become the servant of the servant. To become the servant of someone is not very palatable. People, they don't want to become servant in this material world. Everyone wants to become the master. But if we want to receive the mercy of the Lord, one should try to adopt that mood. Srila Prabhupada in one of his lectures, he said that 100 times becoming the servant of the servant, not just servant of the servant of the servant, but 100 times, then one can receive the mercy of the Lord. And that is quite safe also. Because one cannot become this servant of the Lord directly. Because there are already so many confidential servants of the Lord. There are associates of the Lord in the spiritual world. They are already serving the Supreme Lord directly. But what is their consciousness? They are also not thinking that they are the best. When someone new devotee comes engaging in the service, they think that let this devotee make progress, let this devotee become more closer to the Lord. That is their consciousness, and in that way they are also receiving the mercy of the Lord. And that is a mood adopted by the acharyas in this parampara. And we can see that in the lives of Goswamis, Srila Sanatana Goswami, who has composed this Brihad Bhagavatamrut, in which he is explaining the method by which to receive the mercy of the Lord. Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, they were the direct disciples of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them the confidential aspects of devotional service. And later on, they expounded those teachings in the form of Upadeshamrut, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas, which explain how to perform devotional service in proper consciousness. And Srila Sanatana Goswami, in his Brihad Bhagavatamrut, he is writing in a wonderful way. When Srila Narad Muni wanted to know who has received the mercy of the Lord, and in that way Srila Sanatana Goswami is showing that even the great devotees, they do not think that they are great. They think that even the new devotees, those who are just making progress, they are sincere in their devotion, they are great devotees. And Srila Sanatana Goswami himself is thinking that his younger brother, Srila Rupa Goswami, has received the mercy of the Lord. And in that way, he is also getting qualified to receive the mercy of the Lord. This is Vaishnava consciousness. He doesn't think that I am the supreme, everyone should serve me. But he thinks that how can I serve everyone, even there may be new devotees, what way I can serve them? And we can see that this way one receives the mercy of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, coming in this parampara, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya parampara, he has assimilated that mood. And Srila Prabhupada, when he was young also, like that time his father Gaur Monde, he encouraged him in his devotional activities. At the age of 5, he performed Rath Yatra ceremony in his place, nearby his house. And in this way, he engaged everyone in devotional service. And gradually, when he grew older, he made his Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sahib Thakur Maharaj at Kolkata, Ulta Danga Junction Road. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explains later on that he did not want to meet him. He was hesitant to come. But one of his friends, he almost dragged him. And when he met him first time, that time Bhaktisiddhanta Sahib Thakur Maharaj told him that you are an educated young person. You should take this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach in the Western world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahib Thakur Maharaj was another great acharya in this parampara, who was the glorious son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also, as we can see in that, in the parampara system, he had assimilated the real essence of the scriptures. And he had written so many bhajans and books like Sharanagati, in which these, in these bhajans, he is writing the conclusive truths of the scriptures. And Srila Prabhupada here quotes Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur that Tumi to Thakur Tomara Kukur Baliya Jana Hamur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is also aspiring to become the dog of a Vaishnava. That is the mood of a devotee. He wants to become the dog of a Vaishnava. Tumi to Thakur Tomara Kukur. We can see the quality of a dog. He is very, very faithful to the master. He never cheats. Dog has that special quality. And Srila Prabhupada also tells one story of a dog, that once there was one dog, and master had gone out somewhere, and master had one son who was quite young, and the dog was guarding the house. That son was quite like small child. So once what happened, that one snake came in that house, and the dog saw that snake has come, and this snake may harm the child. So he went to protect the child, and he was fighting with that snake, and he killed that snake. But while he was fighting with that snake and he killed, the blood of that snake was it was there in his mouth, means he was, that stains of the blood were stuck to the mouth. And in that condition, that dog came to greet the master when the master came. And the master thought that this dog has eaten my child. And he almost killed the dog, thinking that what dog has done. But later on he saw that the child was safe. Dog had done his duty to protect the child. But in course of performing his duty, when he went to appease his master, master misunderstood. But he was ready to be killed by the master. So that is the quality of a dog, that he is very faithful to the master, although the master may misunderstand, but he never gives away the loyalty towards his master. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his mood is quite deep. He wants to become the dog of a Vaishnava, to serve the Vaishnava in that faithful, loyal way. And what is the reason? Because the pure devotees can deliver Krishna without difficulty. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that the devotees, although they are serving Krishna directly, they don't claim themselves to be the topmost devotee. That is a mood everywhere we can see in the line of Vaishnava devotees. Although someone may be a pure devotee, he will never claim himself to be the topmost or a pure devotee. his mood will be always to become the servant of the servant, and to serve all of living entities in that capacity. And even Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he is also aspiring to become the servant of his devotees, servants of the devotees of Lord Krishna. And he is aspiring their association, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Hai Eya Pujash. Narottam Das Thakur is saying that let me serve the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord and let me live with the devotees. That is the aspiration of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And we saw last time also that how Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he was so much aspiring for the association of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami while on his way to Vrindavan. And later on when he reached there, he saw that, he got the news that they had already departed from this material world. So that put him in a great sorrowful condition. He was so much lamenting that he could not get the association of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. And later on when he met Srila Jiva Goswami, he made there Srinivasa Acharya and Shamananda Pandit. And they became the close friends. And they were serving together, discussing Krishna Katha. And later on when, on the order of Srila Jiva Goswami, they were sent to Bengal to translate all the Vedic literatures into Bengali language. On the way they lost all the literatures, and that was another shocking news for them, because all the manuscripts, all the important literatures of the Goswamis, they lost. So at that time Narottam Das Thakur and Shamanand Pandi, they go to Kheturi Gram. They stay there for some time. Narottam Das Thakur continues to stay, and of course later on Shamanand Pandit, he goes to Orissa Prant province. And later on of course Srila Srinivas Acharya, he retrieves these lost literatures by making the king of that province a Vaishnava, King Birambi. And later on Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he has written two books, bhajan books, Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And in these books, in the form of bhajans, he has given the essence of all the scriptures, the conclusive truths, becoming the servant of the servant, how to serve in that proper consciousness, what should be the mood of a devotee. Everything is very, very concisely given in the form of these bhajans. And we can see Srila Narottam Das Thakur also, like, he has written these bhajans which has got quite deeper understanding. And in one bhajan he is expressing the lamentation of loss of the association of Vaishnava, Srinivas Acharya. That time That time he composed this bhajan, Jayanilo Premadhana, Karuna Prachur, because he was in such a great sorrowful state of lamentation. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki. So that time he composed this bhajan, Jayanilo Premadhana, Karuna Prachur, because he has lost the association of Srinivas Acharya, who was like his close intimate friend and a very good Vaishnava. Because he realized these Acharyas are explaining that is the real wealth of a Vaishnava. What is the wealth? To have the association of devotees. Not the wealth of this material world. That will be lost in due course of time. Nobody can keep it for long. But to have the association of devotees, that is the greatest treasure. And one should seek out the association of devotees and try to serve them. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he has explained the different levels of devotees. And it is important to seek out a proper devotee who is properly fixed and to serve him. And Srila Prabhupada, we can see in that mood, he understood what is his service to his spiritual master. One can serve the devotees through Vapu, means if there is some service required physically, they can help them, or to serve by Vani, by following their instructions. One is actually serving the devotee. And in the life of Srila Prabhupada, we can see that when he met his spiritual master first time, that time he received this instruction that you go to the western countries and preach the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was a quite tall order received at the first meeting. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada was householder. He was having family and two children. And at that time, he was also in Mahatma Gandhi's movement. And he was thinking that how it is possible now to spread Krishna consciousness, the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the western countries. We are subjugated under British rule, and it is a need of the hour that we should get independence first. He had an argument with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj. And later on, Srila Prabhupada recalls that his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj, convinced him that Krishna consciousness is an urgency. It cannot wait. Now this party is ruling, another party is ruling. This will go on. But what is the urgency? Krishna consciousness is the urgency. And all the problems are arising because of lack of Krishna consciousness. And solution to that is Krishna consciousness. So in that way, Srila Prabhupada later on tells his disciples that he was very happy to be defeated by his spiritual master. And he never forgot that instruction, although later on he got busy with his business work and all. But he never forgot. He had kept that instruction as his life and soul. And after almost 10-11 years, he took initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sir Thakur Maharaj. And within these years, he had met his spiritual master maybe a couple of times. But he had marked him. He told to the devotee who was recommending him for initiation that, yes, I know him. He hears attentively. He doesn't go away. Bhaktisiddhanta Sir Thakur Maharaj had marked that quality in Srila Prabhupada. He was attentively hearing the message, and Srila Prabhupada also later on tells that his spiritual master would speak in such high English language that it was very difficult to understand, and sometimes he would not understand also particular things, but still he would sit and hear. And that was the wonderful quality he had, because the spiritual vibrations are very, very powerful. Although one may not know the language, one may not understand fully, but still, if someone continues to hear, gradually purification will take place. And then later on, Srila Prabhupada, he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sir Thakur Maharaj in Vrindavan in 1935 on the banks of Radhakund. That time, Srila Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was with some of his disciples, and that time he was expressing his mind to Srila Prabhupada, because he was very much worried. He told that these leading disciples are fighting amongst themselves for rooms in Bagh Bazar. Somebody had donated a huge amount of money and they constructed this temple, Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, Gaudiya Math, which is quite famous. And because of that, there were disputes and who will take which room, who will take particular position. So that was the greatest worry to their spiritual master. He told Srila Prabhupada that it is better that we rip off this marble and use that money for printing the books. Because Srila Prabhupada, even at the time of British rule, India was under subjugation, he had established almost 64 Gaudiya Math. And under so much political turmoil, he was not disturbed at all. He was firmly convinced that Krishna consciousness is the only solution for all the problems. And he had printing presses running, printing the literatures. And he was convinced, he would tell that these printing presses are Brihad Mrudangas. The Mrudangas which we play, one may hear to a short distance, but the books which are printed, they are like Brihad Mrudangas. These printing presses are like Brihad Mrudangas. whose vibrations, sound vibrations, can reach far wide in different corners of the world. And we can see that this is happening. Because Srila Prabhupada, he understood, he received this second instruction. If you ever get money, you print books. And that second instruction also Srila Prabhupada, he kept in his mind. And later on, after 1 year, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj departed from this material world. And as he had feared, the same thing happened to Gaudiya Math. And the preaching activities almost stopped. Srila Prabhupada also, later on, he had his business, and that business was also not going on properly. He later on decided to go to Vrindavan, because he saw that even at his home, he was not getting any kind of cooperation. His wife was not cooperating in his Krishna consciousness. So that time, he decided to leave. And he left all of a sudden. And he himself later on tells that he didn't know where he is going. But he just left. He knew that this is not the right place now to practice Krishna consciousness. And later on, he went to Vrindavan, he was staying in different temples, Gaudiya Math temples, and staying here, there. But he never lost his vision. He had always kept that vision in the forefront, printing out the books and going to Western countries to preach this message. That was his life and soul. And in 1944, he had started Back to Godhead magazine publication, fortnightly publication. And he himself wrote and got it printed, and he himself was distributing also. He had such great determination. Later on, of course, after some printing, the printer told that he cannot print more because he is not able to give him money for the printing. And because of his friendly nature, he cannot just extend himself, printer told Srila Prabhupada, and he could not print more. Of course, he kept writing. And he was storing everything, whatever he was writing. And when he was in Vrindavan, he had taken Vanaprastha that time. He used to go to different places to Madhukari. And he was living a life of a sadhu. And he would tell people that, please give me paper and pens as an alms to me. I don't need roti dal or sabji, which people usually, the Babajis or the sadhus in Vrindavan, usually they beg. But he would beg that, please give me paper and pen so that I can write. And in that way, he was writing and keeping all this important information. And of course, earlier time, he had, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj also was very pleased with his writing, because Srila Prabhupada had offered him a wonderful poem on his Vyaspuja, and in which he had understood the mind or the essence of the philosopher, mind of spiritual master. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved, impersonal calamities thou hast removed. That was the essence of the scriptures. Absolute is sentient. The supreme absolute truth has form. It is not impersonal. Absolute sentient Tao has proved. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was so much against Mayavad impersonal conception, and he used to defeat all these Mayavadis. Impersonal is calamity is Tao has removed. This is a great calamity if someone becomes a impersonalist. He negates the form of the Lord. That's a great loss. Even after getting this human form of life, one has such great opportunity to perfect life, to understand the supreme absolute truth. But he gets caught up into this impersonal concept, then he's lost. So that is the greatest calamity. And Srila Prabhupada, he understood the mind of spiritual master. What is the challenge in preaching? People have so many notions about the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. And this is the challenge, impersonalism and voidism. And Srila Prabhupada, when he wrote that poem, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj told that whatever he writes, it should be published. So he had already received the grace of his spiritual master, divine grace. And therefore, he was empowered to write commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we can see that when he was staying in Vrindavan, in the beginning he was staying in Vamsi Gopal temple in Vrindavan, there he was writing. Later on he moved to Radha Damodar temple, and there he received the special blessings of the Goswamis. Because this is a place where the Goswamis, they used to come and discuss Harikatha, and they used to discuss how to spread this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world. So that was a very, very potential place to receive the mercy of the Parampara. And at that place, Srila Prabhupada was staying in a small house there in Radha Damodar temple, and always meditating on the instructions of his spiritual master. And there he wrote many books. Means the first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam were written there. And then later on, he wanted to go to Western countries. Even he was getting quite old also. Once when he was in Vrindavan, he happened to meet one person named Mr. Agrawal. And he mentioned to him that he would like to go to Western countries to spread Krishna consciousness, because that was his always meditation, how to fulfill the instructions of spiritual master. And every opportunity he would take to see that how these instructions can be fulfilled. And later on, when he came back, after a few days, he received one letter from the US Embassy that he has no objection certificate to go to US. And this Mr. Agrawal had requested his son Gopal Agarwal, who was then there in US, to make all arrangements for Srila Prabhupada. And because of him, he received that letter. And after receiving that, he was so happy. Srila Prabhupada was so happy that ultimately he'll be able to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master. And then later on also, like, he had a great struggle to get lot of things cleared, P form and lot of other documents. And when it came to Srimati Murarji, Sumati Murarji, she was worried because she saw that Srila Prabhupada is quite old, and to send to Western countries at this stage, this may be difficult. So in the beginning she was not giving permission. Some other he met personally and almost begged at her feet to grant the permission to get a ticket to go to Western countries. And some other she gave that permission. And after getting that permission, Srila Prabhupada went to Mayapur at Gaudiya Math, where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sir Thakur Maharaj Samadhi is there, to pray to his spiritual master to give his mercy, to fulfill the instruction, because without the mercy of the spiritual master, one cannot become successful in his spiritual life. Every day morning we pray in Mangalarti, Guru Ashtak, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadu, Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadu, by pleasing spiritual master, one can please the Supreme Lord. And if someone displeases spiritual master, then there is no hope. So Srila Prabhupada, he went to take the permission and the blessings of his spiritual master, because he knew that this is not an ordinary task, going to Western countries at the age of almost 70, where people, they want to retire, they want to live a very simple life, free from anxiety. And Srila Prabhupada was staying in Vrindavan. And at that stage, nobody wants to leave Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada was convinced that it is important. He tried his best here, but there was not much success here. And after going to Mayapur, then he took the blessings there, he took the permission, and then he started for that great journey. And we can see that even on that ship, cargo ship, Jaladuta, he had 2 heart attacks. But still he did not give it up. He was determined to go. And after going there also, it was so difficult there. It was not easy. So many difficulties Srila Prabhupada faced. And after going through so many difficulties, Srila Prabhupada, he establish ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and wrote down the 7 purposes of ISKCON. And this he had already envisioned when in Jhansi he had formed the League of Devotees. That time he had written down particular purposes of this society, how the society should run, or what is the vision of the society. And the same purposes he had for ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And after establishing that, he was sending disciples into different countries. And Srila Prabhupada was also very simple. He did not become proud that now he has achieved something great. Anyone, an ordinary person, can become proud that he has achieved such a great success in such a short time. But Srila Prabhupada was never disturbed, or his attitude never changed. His compassion for all living entities, in fact, it continued to increase. And out of compassion, he was ready to take so many difficulties. And in Mayapur, in 1975, they had some festival, opening of some building. And then there, after lunch prasadam, there was a feast, and after that they were all sitting, and there was some noise at the back of the building. Srila Prabhupada called his dear disciples, Bhavanand Prabhu, Jayapataka Maharaj. He called all of them and showed them that there were small poor children. They were fighting with the dogs to get the remnants of the prasadam left over. So Srila Prabhupada was so much compassionate even to these children. He told the devotees, he gave them instruction that this is the land of the Lord, Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And these children are his children. They should not go hungry. In Krishna's land, his children should not go hungry. And there were literally tears in his eyes. And he told them that in this vicinity of 10 kilometers, nobody should go hungry. And then they started this service, Food for Life. And the devotees started cooking khichdis and going to areas and distributing to all these poor people. Because Srila Prabhupada was not just concerned about their spiritual life, but even he was concerned about their physically well-being. That is the another compassionate nature of his personality. And we can see that this project is now growing so much. Everywhere now it is growing. Now it has become ISKCON Food Relief Foundation, and so many lakhs of children are getting prasadam every day. That's a very great service. So we can see that the vision of devotees, or those who are great souls, their heart is overflowing with compassion. And here you can see that Prahlad Maharaj is offering these prayers out of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. And Srila Prabhupada, absorbing that mood of compassion, he took so many challenges, facing so many difficulties, embarrassment, and established this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Jai Shishu Radha Gopinath. So this shows that how that compassion, of course last 2 days it was quite nicely discussed by His Grace Mahanand Prabhu and His Grace Rohini Priya Prabhu, how that compassion of a devotee, how it has to be properly understood, and how to imbibe that quality of compassion in our lives. So I will stop here now. We'll have program in the afternoon. Devotees are asked to bring any offerings till 11 o'clock. Around 12:30 we'll have aarti and kirtans and regular Sunday program, and after that we'll have verbal offerings by devotees and then kirtan, and in the evening we'll have Pushpanjali at around 7:15. So if anyone has any questions or comments,